以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 的讲座内容，《博伽梵歌原意》第六章十节四到十二，时间1966年9月4日，地点纽约。
Jada Hindyatheshu Na Parmasu Anusajjate Sarva Sankalpa Sanyasi Jugaru Nastadasyate ऊर्धरेतात्मनात्मानम् नात्मानम् अवसादयेत् आत्मैव धात्मनो बन्धुरात्मैव रिपुरात्मनम् नाउ दीज टू श्लोकास वर्सेस वर डिस्कसिंग लास्ट डे दैट वी हैव टू रेज आवर सेल्फ टू द स्पिरिचुअल स्टैंडर्ड बाय आवरसेल्फ
这两个世界我们昨天正讨论，我们必须要通过我们自己把自己提升到灵性的标准。
I have to raise myself to the spiritual standard by myself.
我必须要通过我自己把我自己提升到灵性的标准。
So I am my friend and I am my enemy.
因此，我是我的朋友，我是我的敌人。
This is the opportunity.
这是一个机会
啊、There is a very nice verse in Chanakya Pandit.
Chanakya Pandit 给了一个很好的世界
啊、Nakaschit Kasachit Mitram Nakaschit Kasachit Ripu Dabharana Jayante Mitrani Ripavastakha Nobody is friendNobody is nobody's enemy, but it is only the behavior by which one can understand who is his friend and who is his enemy.
没有人是任何人的朋友，没有人是任何人的敌人，只是通过行为，一个人可以理解谁是他的朋友，谁是他的敌人。
Nobody is born enemy, nobody is born friend.
没有人生来是敌人，没有人生来是朋友。
But by our mutual behavior, somebody is my friend and somebody is my enemy.
但是由于我们相互的行为，有的人是我的朋友，有的人是我的敌人。
Similarly, as we have this dealing in the ordinary daily affairs, similarly, I have.My dealing with myself.
正如我们在普通的日常事务中有这样的交道，我和我自我也有这样的交道。
If I deal with me, myself, as friend, then I am my friend.
如果我和我自我打交道像朋友一样，那么我是我的朋友。
And if I deal with myself enemically, then what is that?Friendship and enemical.
如果我自和自我打交道是敌意的，那我是我的敌人。那么那种友谊或者是敌意，根据什么判断呢
？The friendship is that I am so somehow or other have been in contact with this material nature. So I have to get myself out of the entanglement of this material nature.If I act in that way, then I am my friend.
有意识，我是一个灵魂，不知怎的，我现在和物质自然在接触，因此我必须使我自己摆脱这个物质自然的纠缠。如果我是那样的行动，那么我是我的朋友。
But even after getting this opportunity, if I do not act in that way, then I am my enemy.
但如果甚至在得到了这样的机会之后，我还不是那样去行动，那么我是我的敌人。
So, atma eva dhatmano bandhu, atma eva dhatmano ripu. So I am myself friend, my friend, and I am my enemy.
因此，我是我自己的朋友，我是我自己的敌人。
bandhu atma atmanastasya jinaiva atmana jita。अनात्मनस्तु शत्रुते वर्त वर्तत Bhattata Atmaiva Satruva. Now, how I can be become my friend?
那么我怎么成为我自己的朋友呢?
That is explained here.
这是在这里解释的。
That Bandhu Atma Atmana Sasha. Atma means mind. Atma means body and Atma means soul.
Atma 指心意 Atma 指身体 Atma 也指灵魂。
That these three things have already explained yeah, that day. That when you speak of Atma,Ourself.
我另一天已经解释过了，当我们讲到阿特曼或者自我有这三样。
Just as so long I have got my bodily conception, when I say myself, I think of my body.
只要我还有躯体化的概念，当我说我自己，我想的是我的躯体。
When I transcend the bodily conception of life.Then I think I'm mine.
当我超越了这个生命的躯体化概念，那我想我是心意。
But actually, when I'm on this real spiritual platform, then myself means I'm pure spirit.
但事实上，当我处于真正的灵性层面，那么我自己意思是，我是纯粹的灵魂。
So according to the state of development.My conception of self are different.
因此，按照不同的阶段，我对自我的概念是不同的。
So, so far, Nirukta or dictionary is concerned, Bhuvu, body, mind, and the spirit soul, everything is called self.
在 Nirukta 及字典中，躯体、心意和灵魂都被称为是自我。
Here is called.Bandhur Atma Atmana Sarsha. Now, here, one Atma is meant mind.
这里讲到 Bandhur Atma Atmana Sarsha. 这里有一个 Atma 指的是心意。
Mind is the friend of oneself. And mind is the enemy of oneself.
心意是自我的朋友，心意是自我的敌人。
So you have to train the mind.
因此我们必须要训练心意。
If I train my mind for becoming my friend, then my life is successful.
如果我训练我的心意成为我的朋友，那么我的生命是成功的。
If I train my mind to become my enemy, then my life is unsuccessful.
如果我训练我的心意成为我的敌人，那我的生命是不成功的。
Anatmanastu Shatrute.But one who has no knowledge of the spiritual self, then his mind acts like his enemy.
一个没有关于灵性自我的知识的人，他的心意就像敌人一样行动。
One who has got the conception of this body as myself, his mind is his enemy.
一个人把自己的躯体当成自我的人，他的心意是他的敌人。
And one who has got the conception of the true self, his mind is his friend.
一个有着灵性自我的概念的人，他的心意是他的朋友。
So mind has nothing to do. Mind simply training of the mind required.
因此，心意没有什么可做的，仅仅是要训练心意。
And how the mind is trained?
心意是如何训练的呢?
It is by good association.
通过好的联谊。
Good association, our mind is trained.
通过好的联谊，我们的心意得到训练。
Sangha sanjayati kama. Kama means desire. Desire is the function of the mind.
Kama 意思是欲望，欲望是心意的功能。
And sangha sanjayati kama, and according to the association, my mind desires like that.
按照我的联谊，我的心相应的有欲望。
So we have to make good association. If we want to make our mind as my friend.
如果我们想使我们的心意成为我们的朋友，我们必须要接触好的联谊。
If I want to make my friend as my mind and my brain, then I have to associate with sadhu.
如果我想使我的心意成为我的朋友，那我必须和萨杜联谊。
But tasmat sasu sadjeta buddhiman. Buddhiman means intelligent person.
Buddhiman 意思是智慧的人。
He must associate with sasu. Sasu means those who are trying for self-realization.
他必须要和萨杜联谊。萨杜意思是那些自律自我觉悟的人。
They are called sat. Sat and asat. Asat means.They are trying for the temporary things.
他们被称为 sat, sat 和 asat. Asat 的意思是那些自律短暂的事物的人。
Matter is temporary. My body is temporary.
物质是短暂的，我的躯体是短暂的。
So if I simply engage myself for bodily pleasure, sense gratification, then I am engaging myself.
如果仅仅从事我自我与躯体的快乐感官享乐，那我便是从事于短暂的事物。
But if I engage myself for self-realization, the permanent thing, then I am engaging myself to the sub or to the permanent.
但如果我从事于自己与灵性的觉悟，就是永恒的事物，那我便是从事自己于 sat 即永恒的。
The tasma sasu sadjeta buddhiman, anyone who is intelligent, he should associate with persons who are trying to elevate themselves for self-realization.
任何一个智慧的人都应该和那些自律于提升自己与灵性觉悟的人联谊。
That is called satsang, good associate.
那称为 satsang, 好的联谊。
What is the result of good association?
那么好的联谊的结果是什么呢？
Now, because if we make good association, the santa chindanti.
如果我们有好的联谊，那么 santa chindanti.
Santa means the persons who are sadhu, who are pious.
Santa 意思是那些 sadhu 们，那些虔诚的人。
They can cut up.By their words, our attachment to this material.
他们可以通过话语切断我们对这物质世界的依附。
They can cut off just like Krishna is speaking to Arjuna.
他们可以切断，正如 Krishna 在向 Arjuna 讲话。
What is the idea of speaking so many things?
他讲这么多东西是为什么呢？
Just to cut off his attachment.From the so-called material affection.
是为了切断他对于所谓的物质的感情的依附。
He is affected with something which is stumbling his progress in his own duty.
他依恋某些东西，这正阻碍着他对在自己义务中的进步。
So, Krishna is presenting his Bhagavad Gita.Just to cut up.
因此 Krishna 在讲述 Bhagavad Gita 就是为了切断。
Santa eva hi chinnanti uktibhi uktibhi. Chinnanti means cut.
Chinnanti 意思是切割。
Now for cutting something, we require some instrument.
要切东西，我们得有锋利的工具。
But here to cut up the mind from attachment.It requires sharpen ukti. Ukti means sword.
但是这里为了切断心意的衣服，需要有锋利的话。Ukti. Ukti 意思是话语。
Sharpen topics.
锋利的话题。
There should not be. Just like when a person cuts something, there is no mercy. Similarly, when a sadhu or a person stands speaks.He is a student. He does not show any mercy.
正如当一个人切东西的时候，他是毫不留情的。同样的，当一个萨杜或者僧人向他的学生讲话的时候，他也是毫不留情的。
Speaks the truth, so that his mind may be cut off from the unreal attachment.
他讲述真理，这样可以切断他的学生心意的不真实的依附。
That's like Krishna is saying. Krishna, Arjuna, first address, so, Arjuna, he says, asachyanam suchastam prajnavadam suhasas. Oh, you are talking like a fool, you're talking like a very learned man, but you are fool number one.
正如 Krishna 向 Arjuna 说话，他刚开始说，哦，你讲话像个非常有学识的人，但实际上你是一号笨蛋。
You see how strong word he has used.
你看他用了多强的话语。
So far, if we want detachment from this material world, then we should be prepared to accept such cutting words from the master.
因此，如果我们想要弃绝这个物质世界，我们必须要做好准备，从主人那里接受这样切割的话语。
Chanda asha chindanti uttivi uttivi, we should not make compromise.
不应该做妥协。
Oh, don't speak such strong words.
哦，话不要讲得这么重。
Require, it is required.
这是必须的。
So bandhana anatmanastu sattvate bhatita atmaiva.Those who have no self-realization, his mind, one who has not realized what he is, we are generally conception of this bodily conception of our life.
那些没有自我觉悟的人，一个人没有觉悟到他是谁，我们通常都是只有躯体化的生命概念。
But the intelligent person who has made association.With saintly persons, he can understand that I am not this body.
但是，如果一个智慧的人和圣人们联谊了，他便明白我不是这个躯体。
And the material conception of life is condemned in so many places.
生命的物质化概念在这么多地方都受到谴责。
Savitkaratradisu bhomai jadhi jatirthavuddhi sarile in so many ways. The one who has got the conception of his personal self with this body made of three elements, one who thinks that the land in which he is born or the relatives who is connected with this body, they are all everything. Like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we should realize ourselves.
因此我们应该通过好的联谊，通过学习好的书籍，例如 Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, 我们应该觉悟自我。
Otherwise, our mind will remain always an enemy.
要不然的话，我们的心意会总是一个敌人。
An enemy, the enemy is always prepared to do harm.So my mind will drag me to things which will make me entangled more and more in this material miserable life.
正如敌人总是要去伤害，那我的心意会把我拖向那么多，使我越来越多的卷入这个物质的苦难的生活的东西。
Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani karsati. We are struggling very hard with this mind and six senses.
我们在非常努力的和这心意六种感官斗争。
So we have to make the mind our friend.
因此我们要使心意成为我们的朋友。
Now Krishna is gradually making progress to explain to Arjuna how the mind can be made friend.
这是 Krishna 在进一步向前向 Arjuna 解释如何心意能够成为朋友。
jītātmana prasāntasya paramātmā samāhitā sītosna sukadukhesu tathāmāna pumānaya jñāna vijñāna tityātmā kutastha vidutendriya yukta yuktu chate yogi samalustrāsma kāñcana. Now, by training the mind, jītātman, one who has conquered by the mind, jītātmana, prasāntas, prasānt means he has become in equilibrium, prasānt.
通过训练心意, jītātmana, 一个征服了他的心意的人, prasānt 意思是他处于平静平衡中。
Prasant, because mind is dragging me always non-permanent thing.
心意总是把我拖向那些不持久的东西。
Haram vaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena asato bhavatvahi asato manorathena by the chariot of the mind.
Asati manorathena 通过心意的车辆。
So long we are seated on the chariot of the untrained mind, unbridled mind, the mind will drag me to things which are non-permanent.
在我们还坐在这个不受控制的放纵的心意的车辆上面，心意便会把我们拖向那些不持久的东西。
But my whole business is that I am permanent, I am eternal. Somehow or other, I have got this attachment for non-permanent things, so I have to get out of this entanglement.
但我的整个任务是，我是永恒的，我是持久的，但不，某种原因，我对这些不持久的事物有了依附，因此我必须要摆脱这种纠缠。
So if my mind is not trained up, then the mind's business will be to drag me to non-permanent things.
但如果我的心意没有得到训练，那么心意的任务便是把我拖向那些不持久的事物。
But this mind, as I told you the other day, can be very easily trained up if we fix up in our mind, on the fort of the mind, the great soldier, Krishna.
但是这个心意，正如我另一天告诉你的，可以非常容易地得到训练。 如果我们能够在心意的城堡中放进一个伟大的战士 Krishna,
just like if the fort is defended by a great general, then there is no question of entering of the enemies.
正如如果城堡中有一个伟大的将军在防卫，那么便不可能有任何敌人进去。
Similarly, if we put Krishna on the fort of the mind, then there is no chance of entering of the enemies.
同样的，如果我们把 Krishna 放入心意的城堡中，那么也没有可能有敌人进来。
Sabai mana Krishna padarvinda, that day we have explained.
那天我们解释过了。
And if we do not do that, haram bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Mahadguna means the material acquisition, material education, material wealth. Are so many material qualifications.
If we do not do
that,
then
that will not help me to control my mind. That
will not help me to control my
mind.
That is not possible.
Only thing that if I put on the mind, Krishna, God, Krishna consciousness, then my mind will be very easily conquered.
只有一种方法才有可能，如果我把我的心意放于 Krishna 身, Krishna 之间，那我的心意可以非常容易地被征服。
Jitātmana prasāntas, prasānta means who has ceased to desire material enjoyment.
Prasānta 意思是一个人 不再欲望物质的享受。
Bhavantameva charan nirantaram prasanta nishesha manorathantaram. A devotee is praying to the Lord, bhavantameva charan nirantam. When I shall be able to act 24 hours in your service, or when I shall be able to think of you 100%.
一位奉献者向主祈祷，什么时候我才能够24小时的从事于对您的服务，什么时候才能够100%的享受您。
And prasanta nishesha monorathantaram. Monorathantaram means mind is dragging me in so many imaginations, so many plan-making business. We have got so many plan-making business.
Monorathantaram 意思是心里在把我拖向那么多虚构幻想中，我们在制定那么多计划。
That is called monorathantaram. Just like I go on some chariot on some car in several places, the mind is the same thing is described Maya Jantra Ruhena Maya. So we are traveling like that way.
这被称为 Manorathanantaram. 正如果我坐在车上，我可以去那么多地方，同样的心也在拖着我们这么走，我们像那样的旅游。
But as soon as I am able to fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna in Krishna consciousness, it becomes Jita Atman. Jita Atman means conquered.
但是如果我能够集中我的心意与 Krishna 的莲花组，在 Krishna 世界中，那么它变成了 Jita Atman， 意思是被征服的。
And then my mind becomes clear of all these engagements of non-permanent things.
那样我的心意便不再从事这些不持久的东西。
Prasantasya, Jita Atmana Prasantasya, Paramatma Samahitaha. That is possible. Paramatma means super soul.
Paramatma 意思是超灵。
We have several times told you.That Paramatma is with me.
我们几时告诉过你 Paramatma 是和我们在一起的。
The same thing. Paramatma is sitting with me in the heart.
Paramatma 是和我一起坐在心里。
I, the soul, the atomic part, part, spirit part, that is also in this heart. And side by side, in the similar,
The Supreme Lord is also with me.
Paramatma Samahita. This Paramatma Samahita is the jewel.
Paramatma Samahita is Yu Jia.
Now Krishna will gradually come.Paramatma. The yoga system is meditation means to control all the senses and concentrate the mind to focus on the Paramatma.
Krishna 在后面会逐渐地讲到 Paramatma. 整个瑜伽系统冥想意味着控制所有的感官，集中心意，集中于超灵。
That is the whole yoga system.
那是整个的瑜伽系统。
Here it is hinted.
在这里暗示了
Paramatma Samadhita completely absorbed in the Paramatma
彻底的沉浸于 Paramatma
Prashanta Prashanta means cease from all non-permanent activities
Prashanta 意思是停止一切不永恒的活动
And Jita Atmana Jita Atmana means conquered by the senses
Jita Atmana 意思是征服了感官
Jitātmana prasāntasya paramātmā samāhita sītoshna sukadikheshu tathāmāna pumāne sītoshna sukadikheshu duality we have got in this material world duality
我们这个物质世界是一个两重性的世界
That's why this is now summer season and then again we'll have winter season snowfall
正如现在是夏天我们以后又会再有冬天，又下雪。
Sita Ushna, Sita means winter season, and Ushna means summer season.
Sita Ushna, Sita 意思是冬天 ，Ushna 是夏天。
Sita Ushna, Sukha Dukha Su, similarly, happiness and distress, happiness and distress,
同样的快乐和痛苦。
Similarly, honor and dishonor,
类似的名誉和不名誉。
Because in this world, this world of duality, dual world, everything is to be understood by duality.
因为这个世界是一个两重性的世界，一切都是通过两重性来理解的。
We cannot understand what is honor if there is no dishonor.
如果没有不明誉，我们无法理解什么是名誉。
If I am not insulted, I cannot understand what is honor.
如果没有受到侮辱，我不理解什么是名誉。
So, manapamana, similarly, I cannot understand what is misery if I am not tasted happiness.
同样的，如果没有品尝过快乐，我无法理解什么是苦难。
I cannot understand what is happiness if I have not understood misery.
或者我无法理解什么是快乐，如果我没有理解过苦难。
So similarly, I cannot understand what is cold if I have not tasted hot.
同样的，我不理解什么是冷，如果我没有经验过热。
Similarly, what is a dual?
这个世界是个两重性的世界。
So one has to transcend. So long this body is there.
所以一个人要超越它，只要这个躯体还在那，这种两重性的感觉便会继续。
So because I'm trying to get out of this bodily conception, not exactly out of the body, but bodily conception. So I'll have to practice to tolerate this duality.
因为我在试图摆脱我的躯体并不是这个躯体，而是躯体化的概念。那我必须要练习忍受这些两重性。
As in the second chapter, we have Krishna as advice of Arjuna. Matras prasad sutum piya sito sansukhavastala.
正如在第二章中 ，Krishna 向 Arjuna 建议道 ，Matras prasad sutum piya sito sansukhavastala.
This duality of distress and happiness.This is due to the skin. This is skin disease.
这种痛苦和快乐两重性，这是由于皮肤，这是皮肤病。
Just like eating of the skin.
这种比如皮肤的瘙痒。
So because there is eating, I should not be mad about it.
仅仅因为皮肤有瘙痒，我不应该因此而发狂。
I should tolerate.
我应该忍受。
There are so many that now this mosquito bite is going on.
那现在蚊子又在叮人。
So, we should not be mad. We should not give up our duty because mosquito is biting or some big bug is biting.
我们不应该因此而发狂。我们不应该因为蚊子在叮人或者什么臭虫在叮人而放弃我们的义务。
So many dualities that we have to tolerate.
我们必须要忍受这么多两重性。
So, if my mind is always in Krishna consciousness.Then these dualities can be practiced very easily.
如果我的心意总是处于 Krishna 之觉，那么忍受这种两重性可以变得非常容易。
Krishna Sukhadukkhada. Jnana Vijnana 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 Krityatma Kutastha Vijitendriya. Why he will be able to understand to tolerate?
为什么他能够去理解去忍受呢？
Because.Jnana, Vijnana, Triptatma.
因为 Jnana, Vijnana, Triptatma.
Jnana means knowledge. Theoretical knowledge is called Jnana. And practical knowledge is called Vijnana.
Jnana 意思是知识，理论性的知识称为 Jnana， 实际的知识被称为 Vijnana。
Vijnana. Just like a science student has to study theoretical.Appear theoretical examination as well as practical examination.
作为一个学科学的学生，要学习理论的和实际的知识，通过理论的考试和实际的考试。
If a science student has to pass his examination, then he has to practice simply theoretical knowledge that so much quantity of hydrogen and so much quantity of oxygen will make water, will not may help him.
如果一个学科学的学生想通过他的考试，他必须得练习仅仅是有理论的知识， 这么多的氢，这么多的氧混合起来能成为水，这帮不了他。
He has to practically show in the laboratory that so much quantity of oxygen gas and so much quantity of hydrogen gas mix and water is produced.
他必须要在实验室里实际的展示一下，这么多的氧和这么多的氢混在一起产生了水。
啊、that is called Vigyan.
那被称为 Vigyan。
Vigyan.The Jnana Vidyan, Vidyasta, one should have not only theoretical knowledge, but practical knowledge.
一个人应该不仅有理论的知识，而还有实际的知识。
Practical knowledge, simply understanding that I am not this body, I am not this body, then I am doing all nonsense of this body.
渐渐理解，啊，我不是这个躯体。而同时我又在用这个躯体胡作非为。
Discussing, and there are so many societies, they are very, seriously discussing Vedanta philosophy, smoking, sweet wine glass, and very enjoying life, you see.
有那么多协会，他们在非常认真严肃地讨论 Vedanta 哲学，同时又在吸烟，有酒杯，非常享受生活。
That sort of
gyan,
that sort of knowledge is not necessary.
You see?
Gyan vigyan, one should have knowledge perfectly and it must be demonstrated.
因此 gyan vigyan, 一个人应该有完美的知识，同时应该是展示的。
Demonstrated in practicality.
在实际的领域展示。
Yes, that means one who has actually felt himself that I am not this body. Then naturally his bodily necessities will be reduced to the minimum.
那意味着，如果一个人真正的感到自己我不是这个躯体，那么自然的他的躯体需求便会减少到最低。
Will be reduced to the minimum.
减少到最低。
That is practical.
那是实际的。
If I am going to increase the demands of my body and I am simply theoretical thing that I am not this body, that is not required.
如果我要增加我的躯体的需求，只是理论上的思想，我不是这个躯体，那是不可取的。
Jnana Vijnana Pratisthapa, and then a person will be satisfied when there is Jnana knowledge and science side by side.Jnana Vijnana Practical
一个人如果当他有了 Jnana 知识和 Vijnana 实际的知识科学同时都有，他会满足。
Then he conquered for the senses.
他控制了他的感官。
Jnana Vijnana Vijitata Prastha Vijitindriya Jukta Ituchyate Yogi Samalustrasma Sanchana So,When he is situated in that practical status of spiritual realization, then he is to be understood that he is actually situated in the yoga.
那么当他真正的处于这种实际的灵性觉悟的层面，那么他是真正的处于瑜伽之中。
Not that I am going to a class and weekly or twice weekly.Attending yoga class and I remain the same thing for the so many years. No.
并不是我一周去一次或者去两次瑜伽班，而在其他时间继续着我这么多年来一直在做的事情。
There should be practical realization.
不，应该有实际的觉悟。
What is that practical realization? Prasantatma, Prasantatma. The mind is calm and quiet. No more agitated.By the attraction of this material entanglement.
那种实际的觉悟是什么呢 ？Prasantatma， 这个心意是平静的，不再被物质环境的吸引所激动。
So, jnana vijnana atma kutastha viditindriya. Viditindriya, the first qualification, this qualification, self-control.
主要的资格是 viditindriya， 感官控制。
Advancement in the yoga system means yoga indriya samyama. Yoga means to, because our whole life is destroyed due to this sense.
在瑜伽系统的进步意味着 Yoga Indra Samyama， 因为我们的整个生活都被感官所打扰。
Sense, this material life is sense that.
这个物质生活便意味着感官享受，仅此而已。
Someone substance of materialistic life means sense gratification.
物质生活的总和便是感官享受。
Therefore, advancement of material science means giving you products for your sense gratification.
物质科学的进步便意味着给你供你感官享受的产品。
Unnecessary, so many things are produced just to satisfy my sense.
毫无必要的制造出这么多东西，仅仅是为了满足我的感官。
That is material advancement.
那是物质的进步。
The material life means sense gratification, and spiritual life means detached from sense gratification.
因此，物质生活意味着感官享受，灵性生活意味着弃绝感官享受。
This is the end. Jitta ituchati yogi samulusasmakanchan, and whenis in that position, it will be there. Then for him, some of lostrasma kanchana, kanchana means gold, and lostra means, what is called, rubbles of stone. They are the same thing.
当他处于那种平衡的地位，那么对于他 ，some of lostrasma kanchana。Kanchana 意思是金子 ，Lostra 意思是狮子耳，对于他来说，这些是同样的。
Yes. So, some of the stars are Kanchana, and again, Suhin Mitra, Durasinam, Madhasta, Desabandhusu, Sadhusapi, Chapapesu, Samabuddhi, Visishat. We have got our relationship.In this world, we call that he is my friend.
我们在这个世界里有些关系，我们称之为他是我的朋友。
Sweet and Mitra.
Sweet 和 Mitra.
There are two kinds of friends.
这是两种朋友。
Sweet means better friend.
Sweet 意思是更好的朋友。
Actually, he is always desiring my welfare. He is called sweet.
一个总是为我的福利着想的人，他称为 sweet。
And friend means, we have got goodwill, ordinary friend. Friend mitra, udasina.
而普通的朋友意味着互相有良好的意愿。
Udasina means, neither friend nor enemy.
Udasina 意思是中性的，不是朋友，也不是敌人。
We have got relationship within this world.Somebody is my very good well-wisher, somebody is my friend, and somebody is neither friend nor enemy.
我们在这个世界里有种种关系，有的人是我的非常好的祝福者，有的人是我的朋友，有的人不是朋友也不是敌人。
And somebody, madhyastha, mediator, and somebody, doing some good.
有的人是 Madhyastha 是调解人，有的人事实上在做一些好事。
Somebody I think, here is a nice gentleman, saintly person.
有的人我会想啊，这是一个非常好的绅士，神圣的人。
And somebody I think, here is a sinful man.
有的人我会想啊，这是个罪人。
According to my calculation, somebody my friend, somebody my enemy.Somebody neutral, somebody, a saintly person, somebody, sinful person.
按照我的算计，有的人是我的朋友，有的人是我的敌人，有的人中性的，有的人是神圣的人，有的人是罪恶的人。
Now, all these, when you are on the yoga jutta, when you are in the platform of transcendence, then these distinctions,this friend, enemy, sadhu, saintly, and sinful, that is all closed.
当你处于 yoga yukta, 当你处于超然的层面，那么所有这些区别，朋友、敌人、sadhu、圣人、罪恶的人，所有这些都结束了。
No, panita samadarsha, Pandita, when one becomes actually learned, he does not see any enemy or any friend. Because nobody is enemy, nobody is friend. Nobody is my son, nobody is my...
当一个人真正的有学问了，他便不再看到有敌人或者朋友，因为没有人是敌人，没有人是朋友，没有人是我的儿子，没有人是我的母亲。
Father, nobody is. We are all different living entities. We are just playing on the platform under the grace of father, mother, wife, children, friend, and we just like in a drama, we set up some character.
我们都是不同的生物体，我们仅仅是在戏台上表演的父亲、母亲、妻子、孩子、朋友、敌人等等。正如在戏剧中，我们扮演一定的角色。
So, but out of this stage, we are all friends.
但下了台子之后，我们都是朋友。
Nobody. In this stage, I say, oh, you are enemy, I shall kill you, and so many things I do.
在台上我会说啊，你是我的敌人，我要杀死你，还要做这么多事情。
But when out of this stage, we are all friends.
但下了台之后，我们都是朋友。
Similarly, in this world, in this material world, with this dress of material body, you are playing on the stage of material world. That enemy and friend and father, mother, son.
同样的，在这个世界，在这个物质世界。穿着这个物质躯体的衣服，我们在戏台上扮演着敌人、朋友、父亲、母亲、儿子等等。
I cannot beget any son.
事实上，我不可能生任何儿子。
It is not possible.
这是不可能的。
I simply beget this body.
我只是生了这个躯体。
You see, the living entity that is not my power.
这个生物体不是我的力量造成的。
Simply by my sex intercourse with my wife, I cannot produce unless that living entity is placed in that emancipation of true Sri Krishna.
仅仅通过我和我妻子的性交，我不可能生孩子，除非有生物体被置于这两种分泌物的乳化物中。
These are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这是在徐马的八卦当中说的。
So this is only stage play.
因此这只是戏台上的表演。
So actually, when one is situated in proper knowledge, one is actually a yogi. For him, this distinction altogether disappears.
因此事实上，当一个人真正处于正确的姿势，当一个人真正是 yogi, 对于他这些区别都消失了。
Yogi Jindita Satakam Atmanam Rahasishita. Now here is the beginning of the yoga system. How one should perform yoga.
这里讲了瑜伽系统的一开始，一个人应该怎么样练习瑜伽。
Now you will understand from the description of Bhagavad Gita that what is yoga system.
你可以从 Bhagavad Gita 的描述中理解什么是瑜伽系统。
In your city, New York City, yoga is very popular.
在你们纽约城中，瑜伽是非常流行的。
Everyone is performing yoga.
每个人都在练习瑜伽。
There are so many groups of yoga schools, but just see what the yoga system is.
有那么多瑜伽学校。但你要看一下什么是瑜伽系统。
You just you can understand from Bhagavad Gita.
你可以从 Bhagavad Gita 中理解。
What is that? The first is Yogi Jindita Satatam Atmanam Rahasishita. The yogi's business is always to remain alone in a secluded place.
那是什么呢？首先，一个瑜伽师的任务是。他总是独自一人在僻静的地方。
Alone and secluded.
独自一人和僻静的场所。
Yoga cannot be performed in assembly.
Yoga 不可能在聚众的地方练习。
Just like we are in assembly. Here, you are performing yoga, I am performing yoga in the yoga class, and somebody is teaching, do like this, do like that, do like that. That is not yoga.
正如我们在剧中的一些，在瑜伽班上，你在练习瑜伽，我在练习瑜伽，有人在教这么做那么做，那并不是瑜伽系统。
At least according to Bhagavad Gita, here it is clearly said that yogi jungita satatam atmanam rahasikuta. He should always be engaged in his focusing.His mind towards Paramatma.
至少按照 Bhagavad Gita 这不是在这里清楚地说了他应该总是集中于他的心意与 Paramatma.
And that is possible Rahasi. Rahasi means in a secluded place.
而那只有在僻静的地方才有可能。
In a secluded place. It is not, I cannot concentrate my mind in the bubble of the society or in the big city.
我不可能在嘈杂的社会或者大城市里面集中我的心意。
Therefore, the yoga system is fine. There are all the yogis formerly. Still, in India, there are many yogis. They come at Kumbh Mela.
你会发现先前的瑜伽师们都是在印度现在还有很多瑜伽师他们会来 Kumbh Mela.
We have seen some of them.Some of them are 700 years old. And you see him just like a boy of 25 years.
我们见过其中的一些他们有的人已经700多岁了但你看他就像一个24、25岁的青年一样。
They are doing some yoga.
他们是在练习瑜伽。
But that really becomes when there is some special function.
当有一些重大聚会的时候他们会难得来一次
In India, there are four places.
在印度有四处地方
Just like in modern days there are conferences of different parties Similarly, in India, there are still about 30,000 of saintly persons
正如在当代社会不同的团体有聚会同样的在印度仍旧还有300,000的僧人
not one two
不止一两个
and they not all but at least major portion of them they meet together after 12 years and in some particular place
而他们至少其中大部分人会每过十二年在特别的地方聚会。
There are four places.
有四处地方。
One at Prayag.
一处在 Prayag.
You have heard the name of Allahabad city. That is called Prayag.
你听说过阿拉哈巴的城的名字，那被称为 Prayag.
And one at Haridwar. And at Kanchan.
还有一处在 Haridwar， 还有一处在 Kanchan.
You say there are four places.
这样他们有四处地方。
That means every 4 years they are meeting.
这意味着每过四年他们都聚会。
So in that meeting, many yogis come.
在那聚会中，许多 yogi 都来。
And when not in my this renounced order, when I was living for some time at Allahabad, not some time, I lived there for 13 years at Allahabad.
那当我还不是处于这个气绝阶层的时候，当我住在阿拉哈巴的时候，我在那里住了13年。
So I was seeing this mela.
我看到这个梅拉。
Although it was taking every 12 years, I have seen twice or thrice.
虽然是过十二年一次，我看见过两次或三次。
So these yogis, they are so calm and quiet, and looking. Some, of course, I do not know. Somebody says this man is 700 years old.This man is 300 years old, but they look like young boys.
这些瑜伽师们，他们看上去那么的平静平和，而且当然我不知道，有的人说这个人700多岁，那个人300岁，但他们看上去像年轻人一样。
So these sub yogis, as it is recommended here, yogi jundita satatam atmanam, one who is actually assembled on yogic principle. His first function is that he remains alone.
一个真正的继承了瑜伽原则的人，他首要的是要做到独自一人。
He has no society. He cannot remain in society.
他没有社会，他不能待在社会里。
Yogi jindi to sarvara rahasi sthita ekaki. Ekaki means alone.
Ekaki 意思是独自一人。
It's a more clearly to say ekaki. Yata chittatma nirasi ra pridgaha.
In
sometimes in jungle, in forest, in mountain.
谁能给他呢？他是 Ekaki， 他是独自一人在僻静的地方，有时在丛林里，在森林里，在山上。
And who is going to give him anything?
谁能给他提供任何东西呢？
He doesn't expect. Because he is, his father becomes him. For whom I have become yogi. I am not alone.My Paramatma is always with me.
他也并不期望，因为他非常坚定地相信，我是在为谁练习瑜伽？我并不是独自一人，我的 Paramatma 总和我在一起。
Under what kind of yogi? Although he remains superficially alone, but he knows that wherever I go, my Paramatma friend.He is sitting with me on my heart. He is with me.
虽然他表面上是独自一人，但他知道，无论我去哪里，我的 Paramatma 伙伴总是和我一起坐在我的心里，和我在一起。
So I have nothing to fear. So I have nothing to fear.
所以我没有什么可怕的。
Yatasitnatma, ekaki, yatasitnatma, nirashi, ra, parigraha. He does not accept anything. Finally,
他不从任何人那里接受任何东西。
Now this day, the yogi principle, for this age, how much it is difficult for us?
看一下这个瑜伽原则，对于这个年代，对于我们是多困难。
If we want to perform real yoga, then it is very difficult.
如果我们想练习真正的瑜伽体系，那是非常困难的。
Nobody, we are sitting here, so many ladies and gentlemen. Is it possible for us to live alone in a secluded place in a mountain?
我们都坐在这里，这么多女士们、先生们，我们有可能独自一人在僻静的地方，在山上吗？
You are walking outside your New York City. There are so many mountains and jungles. Can you live there alone?
在你们纽约城外面有那么多山脉、丛林，你可能独自生活在那里吗？
No. At the present moment, the modern way of our civilization, a mode of our life, just like I am a sannyasi, I am renounced the order of life, but still I have come to a city, New York City, the largest city of the world.
在现在这个时候，当代文明的这种生活模式实在变得不可能。正如我是个sannyasi。我出于生命的气绝阶层，但仍叫我到这个纽约城来，这是世界上最大的城市。
From Bombay City or Calcutta City, as far.
我从孟买城和加尔各答城来。
The life has become so changed that in this age, actually, what is called yoga, it is not possible.
生活变化这么大，以至于在这个年代，那真正被称为瑜伽的是不可能练习。
The first condition is that ekaki jatachittatma, he should remain alone. He should perform yoga system alone, not in with friends and many other yogis, no.
因为第一个条件是他应该独自一人，应该独自练习瑜伽，不是和他的朋友们或和其他的瑜伽师在一起。
Jatachittatma nirashi ra parigraha.And he should have no desire in his mind.
而且他头脑中应该没有欲望。
An aparigraha, he does not want anything from anybody.
而且他应该不想从任何人那里要任何东西。
This is the first condition.
这是第一个条件。
The next one is that.
下个条件是。
Sucho deshe pratishtha ko siram atmanam atmanha na tu chitam na tu chit na tu nijan chila jino kusuttaram. The yogi has to fix up his sitting place.
Yogi 必须要设定他坐的座位。
What is that? Sucho deshe, he should select a place.It is very, very pure.
那是什么呢？苏丘得是他应该选择一个非常非常纯洁的地方。
Now that means a place like Haridwar.
那意味着一个像哈德多瓦那样的地方。
Our young friend, Mr. Howard, he has been to Haridwar. He has seen, how nicely, that place is.
我们这位年轻的朋友。哈瓦德先生，他去过哈德瓦，他看到那个地方有多好。
River Ganges is flowing, and very nice, calm and quiet.
恒河水在流，非常好，非常平静安静。
Fine, three miles after, four miles after, one yogi is sitting, nicely there and meditating.
你会发现，过了三英里、四英里，便有瑜伽师坐在那里冥想。
That is yogi.
那是瑜伽体系。苏州得是在一个神圣的地方。
So these places are especially selected, just like Haridwar, Kankar, and Prayag.
这些地方都是特别的挑选的，例如 Haridwar, Kanchi 和 Prayag.
They are from time immemorial.In Vedic age, those places are sanctified.
从不可追忆的年代开始，在伟大年代中，那些地方便是神圣的。
Just like this, Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
正如这部 Bhagavad Gita 是在 Kurukshetra 的战场上讲述的。
Dharmakshetra, the land of religiosity.
Dharmakshetra.这是宗教的土地。
Even war was performed because this war is not ordinary war.
这上面有了战争，因为这个战争并不是普通的战争。
That was religious.
那是宗教的战争。
Religious. This Kurukshetra battle that was religious.
这个 Kurukshetra 战场上的战争是宗教战争。
You find in the war field where Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is present.Do you think it is ordinary war? No.
在战场上 Shri Krishna 自尊人格神在那里，你认为它是普通的战争吗？
No. It is not ordinary.
不，它不是普通的战争。
And it was performed in a place which is called Dharmakshetra.
而且它是在一块被称为 Dharmakshetra 的土地上进行的。
So sometimes war is also performed.In terms of religiosity.
因此有时候为了宗教原则也进行战争。
That is prescribed, that is required.
那是规定的，那是必须的。
So, here, Sucho de, perfectly sanctified place.
因此这里提到 Sucho de 是完美的神圣的地方。
Sucho de is this chapa, he must be situated.In a very sanctified place.
他必须要处于一个非常神圣的地方。
Siram Asanam Atmana. And the Asanam and the sitting place should not be changed.
还有 Asana 这个座位不应该改变。
The same Asana. He should perform yoga meditation on the same place and the same sitting place.
他应该在同样的座位上进行瑜伽冥想。
Atmana, now how that place, the sitting place should be selected?
那么那个座位该怎么选取呢？
Now, uti uchitam, not too much raised, not too much low.
不应该太高，也不应该太低。
Not niche, and chila jina kusatram, chila means gotten something, gotten a sitting place.
Chala 意思是棉花那样的东西，棉布的座位。
Then skin, dear, skin means, you know, yogi is a seat on the skin of tiger and skin of deer. Why?
还有兽皮，你知道瑜伽师们他们坐在虎皮上或者鹿皮上，为什么呢？
Because they are in a secluded place, these have got some chemical effect.
因为他们是在一个僻静的地方，这有一些化学的效果。
If you sit on tiger skin and deer skin, then the reptiles, the snakes, they won't disturb.
如果你坐在虎皮上或者鹿皮上，那么那些爬虫或者蛇类不会来打扰你。
It has got some, I'm to say, physical effect.
它有一些物理的效果。
There are so many medical effects and so many things you do not know.
那么多东西有那么多的医药的效果，我们不知道。
But God has created everything for our use. We do not know.
但神为我们所用，创造了那么多东西，我们并不知道。
That every plant, every herb is a medicine.
每一棵植物，每一个草药都是一味药。
It is meant for some particular disease.For some particular protection.
都是为了某种特定的疾病或者特别的保护。
We do not know that.
我们并不知道这些。
So, Chirajina, it is not a fashion.
因此这并不是时髦。
It is because they sit down in a secluded place in a jungle, so you are meditating, so some snake may come.
因为他们是坐在一个僻静的地方，在丛林里，在冥想。有些蛇可能会来。
There are so many snakes, so many reptiles.
有那么多蛇，那么多爬虫。
So therefore, chela, jina, pushottaram, and straw, the three things: straw and the skin and some cotton, khasan.
还要有草，有的三样：草、皮和棉花作为。
These things are required.
这些东西是必要的。
Then, what is the next process?
那么下一步是什么呢？
The next process is tatraika brahmana kritya jatacitindriya kriya upavishya asane junjyat yoga atma visiddhaye. Atma visiddhaye, the whole process is, yoga system is for purifying atma.
Atma visiddhaye, 整个的瑜伽体系是为了净化atma.
Fine.Atma, you always remember, the Atma means this body, Atma means the mind, Atma means the soul. So purify,
these things. 你怎么记得 Atma 指这个身体， Atma 指心意， Atma 指灵魂，因此要净化这些东西。
The yoga system is made not that cheaply I want some power.
瑜伽体系并不是那么便宜的，我要一些力量。
Sometimes yogi is achieving very wonderful power.
有时候瑜伽是可以获得非常奇妙的力量。
Asasiddhi yoga, asasiddhi eight kinds of perfection, material perfection they can attain.
Asasiddhi, 他们能够获得八种物质的造诣。
Not for that purpose, yoga, although they attain that power.
瑜伽系统并不是为了那个目的，虽然他们可以获得那种力量。
Real yogi, they do not exhibit.
真正的瑜伽师，他们并不展示。
They do not exhibit.
他们并不展示。
He has got the power, so many wonderful powers, but he's only aim is Atma Visuddha.
他们有力量，那么多奇妙的力量，但他并不展示。他唯一的目的是Atma Visuddha.
I am now contaminated by this material atmosphere, so I have to purify myself.
即，我现在被这个物质的气氛所污染了，因此我必须要净化我自己。
But that purification process, we shall discuss next day.
我们明天讨论这个净化的过程。
But I may say in this connection.That so much difficult process for purifying the Atma is very easily done.
我在这里可以提一下，这么多净化阿特玛的困难的方法，可以非常简单的完成。
Chetatmanamarjanam by chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Chetatmanamarjanam, 通过唱诵这个 Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Because the sound.This transcendental sound vibration is non-different from Krishna.
因为这个声音，这个超然的声音震荡，是和 Krishna 没有区别的。
Krishna is absolute. His name is not different from him.
Krishna 是绝对的，他的名字是和他没有区别的。
So when you chant his name, with devotion, that means Krishna is with you.
当你带着奉献的唱诵他的名字，那意味着 Krishna 是和你在一起。
And Krishna, when Krishna is with you, how you can remain impure?
而当 Krishna 和你在一起的时候，你怎么可能不纯粹呢？
You become pure, you pure.
你变得纯粹，最最纯粹。
That is the whole system.
这是整个的体系。
Now,